今天，我想和大家聊一聊。
Today, I want to talk to you all about
张杰。
Zheng Jai,
77岁时
，77 years old，
为什么告别文坛，要去纽约定居
？Why leave the literary world and settle in New York？
首先
，First，
我们要从他的3卷长篇小说《无字》说起。
We should start with his 3-volume epic novel, The Unspoken Words.
无字是他文学生涯的巅峰之作。
This is the pinnacle of his academic career.
长达80多万字。
Over 80,000 words long.
于2002年1月完稿出版。
Completed and published in January 2002.
2005年。
2005.
他凭借这部巨著
He achieved success through this masterpiece.
第二次获得了矛盾文学奖
Won the second award for the Contradictory Literature Award.
这部作品聚焦女性命运与时代浮沉
This work focuses on the fate of women and the ebb and flow of the times.
写作过程极度耗费心力。
Writing is a very demanding process.
12年间
，In 12 years，
他反复打磨
，He repeatedly polished，
不断推翻重写
，Constantly overturn and write，
几乎倾尽个人的全部人生阅历
，Almost exhausted all of my personal life experience。
情感积累与文字储备
Emotional accumulation and vocabulary
一直以来
Since then
张杰始终把写作视作一份精神责任
Zheng Jai has always regarded writing as a spiritual responsibility
而非单纯的职业或谋生手段
Not just a means of livelihood or occupation
无字完稿后
After the manuscript is finished,
他认为已经把自己想诉说
He thought he had already said what he wanted to say
想剖析想记录的内容
I want to analyze and record the content I want to
全部写尽了
All written down
这一生的文学使命已然完成
The literary mission of a lifetime has been accomplished.
也许，无字耗尽了他的情感。
Perhaps he had exhausted his emotions.
能量。
Energy.
叙事灵感，以及文学创造力。
Narrative inspiration and literary creativity.
他已明显感到思维迟钝。
He has obviously felt his thinking is sluggish.
提笔无误
Write accurately
再也无法构建新的故事
Unable to create new stories
创造新的人物
Create new characters
此前
Previously
他已有一部写了近一半的长篇小说
He has already written almost half of his long novel
但无字完稿后
However, after the manuscript was completed without any text,
他明确意识到自己无力继续将它完成。
He clearly realized that he was unable to complete it.
于是
So,
他果断删除了底稿。
He decisively deleted the draft.
斩断了继续创作的可能。
Cut off the possibility of further creation.
张杰一生性格清高。
Zheng Jai has always been a person with a high moral character.
晚年
Later in life,
尤其反感文坛功利化。
Especially disliked the utilitarianization of the literary world.
圈子化，炒作盛行的风气。
The trend of creating a circle and spreading rumors.
在他眼中
From his perspective,
很多创作并非源于真诚的表达
Many creations are not derived from genuine expression.
而是为了追名逐利，迎合流量。
Instead, they are pursuing fame, seeking profit, and catering to popularity.
互相吹捧。
Mutual praise.
文坛不再是纯粹的精神家园。
The literary world is no longer a purely exclusive domain for established writers.
而是充斥着无谓纷争与浮华乱象。
Instead, it is filled with fearless kites and extravagant chaos.
他不愿意再融入，参与。
He doesn't want to participate anymore.
这样的环境。
Such an environment.
也不屑于再为这个圈子写作。
I don't want to write for this industry anymore.
还有，他最深层的精神困境。
And his deepest psychological crisis.
正是历经半生书写，看透世事人情之后。
After half a lifetime of writing, she has seen through the human affairs of the world.
他开始怀疑文字的力量。
He began to doubt the power of words.
他觉得再精妙的文字也难以道尽人性的复杂。
He felt that even the most exquisite words could not fully express the complexity of human nature.
命运的荒诞。
The absurdity of fate.
以及人生的虚无。
And the emptiness of life.
这种怀疑让他彻底丧失了写作热情。
This doubt completely extinguished his passion for writing.
最终选择永久停笔。
Ultimately, I choose to retire permanently.
张杰常年患有哮喘病。
Gang Jai has been suffering from asthma for a long time.
再加上写作无字的过度疲劳与精神压力。
In addition to the fatigue and mental stress caused by writing without words,
身体急需调节休养。
The body urgently needs to be adjusted and rested.
主治医生告诉他
The doctor told him that
绘画可以令人专注，帮助放松心情。
Painting can help you focus and relax.
建议他可以通过画画转移注意力。
Suggest that he can transfer his attention by drawing.
2006年
2006,
他开始自学油画。
He started to learn oil painting on his own.
用色彩代替文字。
Replace words with colors.
正好契合他晚年追求的无字境界。
This perfectly matches the state of no words that he pursued in his later years.
同时也避免了文字带来的争辩与解释。
Also avoids the arguments and interpretations that come with words.
从而获得了精神自由。
Thus, they gained spiritual freedom.
2014年
2014,
77岁的张杰在现代文学馆举办了首次个人油画展。之后
After 70,Seven-year-old Zhang Jai held his first solo oil painting exhibition at the Modern Literature Museum.
正式告别文坛。
Formal farewell to the literary world.
由于住处附近的空气质量。
Due to the air quality in the area surrounding the accommodation.
常会让哮喘复发。
Often makes principals angry.
甚至加重。
Even worse.
再加上女儿在美国多年。
In addition, my daughter has lived in the United States for many years.
她想离孩子近一些，需要时。
She wants to be closer to her child when she needs her.
彼此也能有个照应。
Each can also provide support to each other.
于是，决定去纽约定居。
So.I decided to settle in New York.
他把北京的房子卖了。
He sold his house in Beijing.
在纽约哈德逊河畔 买了个小房子。
Bought a small house on the banks of the Hudson River in New York.
一个人独居。
A person lives alone.
在美国八年。
8 years in the United States.
张杰不用手机。
Gang Jai doesn't use a mobile phone.
也没有微信。
No WeChat.
几乎不与人来往。
Almost no one comes to visit.
他的生活很简单。
His life is simple.
在河边散步。
Walking by the river.
坐在河边发呆。
Sitting by the river daydreaming.
偶尔去听一听喜欢的音乐会。
Occasionally go to listen to favorite concerts.
日子就一天天过去了。
The days passed one by one.
很多人都想被记住。
Many people want to be remembered.
但张杰的最后心愿却是被世界遗忘。
But Jiang Zhai's last wish was to be forgotten by the world.
在无人相识的异国。
In an unfamiliar foreign land.
静静地闭上眼睛。
Close your eyes quietly.
人生悄然谢幕。
Life is quietly fading away.